Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, some cracking photographs on the front pages of the papers today of Kelly Harrington. I'll run you through the front pages. She appears on most of them. The Irish Daily Mail, showing heart, giving hope, making history. Stunning double Olympic gold for Kelly. The Irish Daily Star, liberté, égalité, fraternité, immortality. Superstar boxer Kelly Harrington punched her way into the history books last night after becoming the first Irish boxer to win back-to-back gold medals at the Olympics. The Irish Independent, Kelly's golden moment. Boxing hero Harrington seals back-to-back Olympic gold medals in style. The Irish Mirror, this one is for me. Kelly Harrington made history with back-to-back boxing golds. And also the front of the Irish Examiner, Kelly punches her way into Irish sporting history. She has cemented her legacy as one of Ireland's greatest ever sporting figures with a second Olympic gold medal on an unforgettable night in Paris. That's how it is described. We'll be speaking to a boxing journalist, Kevin Byrne, here on Breakfast Briefing shortly. And of course, more throughout the morning on News Talk Breakfast from Paris as well after Kelly Harrington's big win. Elsewhere, the front of the Irish Examiner looks at the more than 5,000 patients who died in hospital emergency departments or were dead on arrival in the last 5 years, including 1,210 deaths in 2022 alone. These new figures indicating that hospitals remain the only option for many families despite commitments to boost community palliative care. And then the Examiner also goes with that myhome.ie report, which tells us that the national stock of second-hand housing listed for sale has plummeted by 50% in a decade, and the largest decline is in Munster. So you would imagine that people in Munster, particularly younger couples looking to buy second-hand, prices will probably be pushed up because there isn't the availability there of second-hand houses. The Irish Independent looks ahead to the budget again on the front page. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien wants to increase the renter's tax credit to at least €1,000 a year in a major budget push to win over young voters. So the credit was €750 and the minister wants it now to go up to €1,000 to try and ease the cost burden on young renters. The Irish Times looks at that threat to the Taoiseach's family. And just a reminder, of course, never acceptable to be targeting politicians, but certainly never acceptable to be targeting their partners and their little children. The Irish Times, Gardaí investigating threats made to Taoiseach Simon Harris and his family on social media at the weekend. Garda sources said they became aware of the post very soon after it was published and that the Taoiseach's office was informed. The threats were described as especially sinister as they referenced both Mr. Harris and his family and referenced a weapon and extreme violence. Not for the first time, of course, that these threats have been made to the Taoiseach and his family. The Irish Sun also goes with that. On the front page, Gardaí probe, Harris family death threat. Sources say two disturbing Instagram messages are being taken very seriously and cops are working with Instagram to find the account owner. The Taoiseach says, "I won't be deterred from doing my job as Taoiseach." You'd imagine now there will be more Gardaí maybe advising or asking the Taoiseach to move into Farmley, but he has resisted that in the past. Staying with Gardaí, inside the Irish Times, a major policing operation for the Ireland-England Soccer International next month and Keir Starmer's first visit to Ireland as British Prime Minister could be undermined by a row between rank-and-file Gardaí and Garda management. The row is all over expenses and the GRA is threatening a work-to-rule if demands on expenses aren't met. Basically, what they're saying is that the association is angry that travel and subsistence rates to reimburse Garda members for work on major operations are still at 2002 levels. The rates were cut by 25% in 2009 after the financial crash and the rates haven't been increased since. Back to the Olympics in the Irish Examiner, there are allegations that worms have been found in the food of the athletes. English swimmer Adam Peaty claiming athletes have found worms in their food, and he criticised inadequate catering at the Olympic Village. So we've had complaints about the air conditioning, complaints about the cardboard beds, and now complaints about the food. He claims that there were worms found in fish, and he also complained about both the quantity and quality of food on offer, as he said it would impact the performances of athletes. Petey said, "We need to give the best we possibly can. Tokyo, the food was incredible. This time round, wasn't enough protein options. Long queues, waiting 30 minutes for food. There's all the sustainability as well. Organisers were on about making 60% of all the meals served meatless and a third plant-based. But then if they're finding fish in their, if they're finding worms in their fish, that certainly ain't good enough." A couple of other stories for you. One is from The Telegraph about Kate Winslet. Never far from the headlines or never afraid to give a comment to the media. She's in The Telegraph this morning revealing that a crew member on her new film suggested that she should sit up straighter because the camera could see her belly rolls. The actress plays Lee Miller, who is a photojournalist in the latest film, Lee, and that includes a scene in which Kate Winslet is in a bikini. And she says that one of the crew came up between takes and said, "You might want to sit up straighter." And Kate said, "So you can't see my belly rolls, not on your life," said Winslet, explaining that her decision to show off her stomach was deliberate. Winslet did say that she felt a huge sense of relief that women are now more accepting of their bodies. So she's saying that when she thinks back to her mother's time, her mother would never have said, "I look nice." It was always, "Oh God, I don't think I can wear this. Does my bum look big?" But she says that now women are more accepting of their bodies, and she wasn't happy that she was asked to stop showing off her belly rolls. Final story comes from the Irish Sun, because we have Ireland's most loved slang phrases, and black stuff is officially the nation's most loved slang phrase. However, old reliables, go on and knackered, are the most hated phrases, according to online language course provider Preply. So Preply has been looking at 100 slang words and phrases native to Ireland, ranked in the Urban Dictionary, and they were rated based on most loved and most hated. So our most loved phrases in Ireland are black stuff, Sherlock, effing and blinding, give it a lash, arseways, ride, stop the lights, and how's she cutting? And then our most hated phrases are go on, knackered, Delira and Exira, spuds, for potatoes obviously, boyo, I can't stand boyo, it is very, very patronising, and it's demeaning. Also spanner, scoops, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, we don't like saying that anymore, Colleen, and minerals, I still like when we call 7-Up and Coca-Cola minerals, but apparently just over a quarter of people admit to hating the term minerals, meaning soft drinks. I think that's very unfair. But anyway, you can read that in the Irish Sun. They say of our most loved phrase, black stuff, this has been rated the most loved phrase. It's often used as a more colloquial phrase for Guinness, but the famous stout originating in Dublin in the 1700s means that this is why it's our favourite phrase. It's dubbed black stuff due to its dark, almost black colour, and apparently we love to say that, a pint of the black stuff. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.